Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. A Canadian company has started construction on the long-stalled Keystone XL oil sands pipeline, despite calls from tribal leaders and environmentalists to delay the $8 billion project amid the coronavirus pandemic. A spokesperson for TC Energy says work began over the weekend at the pipeline's border crossing in northern Montana. About 100 workers are involved initially. That number is expected to swell into the thousands in coming months as work proceeds. Opponents fear the workers could spread coronavirus in rural areas that are not equipped to handle an outbreak. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been moved to the intensive care unit of a London hospital after his coronavirus symptoms worsened. Johnson's office says he is conscious and does not require ventilation at the moment. Johnson has asked Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab to deputize for him. According to the Florida Department of Health website, as of this morning, there were 13,324 total positive coronavirus cases in the state. That's up by about 1,000 over last night. 236 people have died in Florida. Here's the county-by-county breakdown of the number of people who have tested positive for coronavirus in the Tampa Bay area. In Hillsborough, there are 571 with 5 deaths. In Pinellas, 362 with 8 deaths. There are 144 in Manatee with 3 deaths, 151 in Sarasota with 7 deaths, 55 in Charlotte with 1 death, 110 in Pasco with 2 deaths, 48 in Hernando, 45 in Citrus with 2 deaths, and 176 in Polk with 4 deaths. The CDC website says about 305,000 people in the U.S. have tested positive for coronavirus, and there have been 7,616 deaths across the country. According to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center, about 17,700 people who tested positive for coronavirus in the U.S. have recovered. Union leaders for hospitality workers are calling on the governor to fix the state's broken unemployment website and promise to pay retroactive benefits. WMFE's Brendan Byrne has more.
Website slowdowns have stalled hospitality workers now without a paycheck from signing up for unemployment benefits. Jeremy Haken's United Here Local 737 represents more than 19,000 hospitality workers in Central Florida. While his Disney members continue to get paid, for now, thousands who work at other companies will need to rely on unemployment benefits.
At this point, zero of our members have reported to us that they have received a check from Florida's unemployment system. So we're in a serious crisis.
Florida's Department of Economic Opportunity says it's working to fix the site, hiring more call center staff, and is also offering paper applications for benefits. Union leaders worry if the site isn't fixed, Floridians will also miss out on federal benefits, like up to $600 a week through the CARES Act. I'm Brendan Byrne in Orlando.
The first nationwide report on COVID-19 in U.S. children suggests that while the virus usually is mild and rarely fatal in kids, some do require hospital treatment. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released the report today. It shows fever, cough, and shortness of breath were common symptoms, but they occurred less often in kids than adults. The report included nearly 150,000 laboratory-confirmed U.S. cases in adults and children. It mostly echoes reports from China. About 2,500 of the U.S. cases were in children. While most did not become severely ill, 3 died. The Haines City Police Department says that 4 people were found dead in a murder-suicide yesterday morning. It happened in the Southern Dunes subdivision. The English singer-songwriter Marianne Faithfull is being treated for coronavirus in a London hospital. Her manager said that Faithfull is stable and responding to treatment. The 73-year-old rose to fame in the 1960s with the hit song As Tears Go By. Faithfull has had a number of health issues over the years, including a long battle with hepatitis C and breast cancer, which she was diagnosed with in 2006. Well, tonight it'll be mostly clear and breezy, overnight lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and hot with highs in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on the WMNF app, and on WMNF.org.